Finding peace. Finding peace. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Saturday, May the 11th. Happy Saturday. How's everyone out there doing today? I hope everyone is doing as well as can be. But if you're not, do something about it, change it. Today's podcast is going to be about peace. What does peace look like? A lot of us tend to say things because they sound good and don't really think about what we're saying because we've said it. The most part of the situation is when we get to the point of not understanding one another and how things go in life or whatever, we tend to blame other people and saying those people are keeping us from being peaceful or having a peace of mind or peaceful state of being and so forth and so on. And a lot of times it be us. We want to create our own chaos and we create our own demise with certain things in life and don't realize these things until maybe, you know, reality sets in. When reality sets in, that's just what happens. A lot of times reality, we want to look over reality because the simple fact is that it's going to make us think about the greatness or the different things that we have going on in life and don't think about what we're doing on a day-to-day basis, what we're thinking about, what we're doing, what we are accessing, what we feel that we need to do in order to make things better for all of us. So with that being said, like a lot of times we don't think about the point of peace. We always say, well, hey, I'm just doing things to be peaceful. I'm doing what is best for me in order to have as much peace as possible. And a lot of times we're creating our own demise. We are blaming other people for things that's going on in life and not realizing these things. It's really crazy that, you know, keeping the peace is something that you got to think about. Like within the point of day-to-day living, keeping the peace in relationships, keeping the peace at work, keeping the peace at school, keeping the peace on the road, and so forth and so on. Let's think about that. Like, I'm a truck driver, and I'm out here on this road a lot of times, and sometimes I don't be wanting to keep the peace, but you know, the best thing to do is to keep the peace by just being safe, you know, because if I keep the peace, if I look at the point that, hey, listen, just because somebody pulled in front of me means that I have to always, respond the way that they respond. Maybe they didn't see me, but that's not always the case. Sometimes people just do stuff to just try to get on your nerve or to get in the way, especially a lot of these four-wheelers and stuff like that. Like, I have my own personal vehicle at home, and I very seldom drive it, and it's because the simple fact is these are some maniac drivers. People really don't be paying attention, and it ain't just necessarily four-wheelers either. We're not gonna just single them out. We're gonna also look at the point that some of the truck drivers, we got these super truckers out here that wants to do the most. Drive on the side of the medium. They know an accident coming or whatever. They still flying down the road, so forth and so on. Some people say, well, hey, you know, you'll know what's going on if you have a CB. I've been driving for over 16 years and I never had a CB. I think I've had one in like a rental or something like that, but I never really used it. And the reason why is because the simple fact is when I first started driving trucks, is because it was just so much ruckus and carrying on amongst truck drivers, fussing and bike biting and stuff like that. They don't know how to be cordial with each other, and it was talking a lot of trash talking and stuff. And then, like, sometimes you got to think about it. The trash talking might can keep you up, but on other words, it can also distract you with certain things or whatever. So you got to be focusing on what you have going on. So I kept the peace by not having a CB in my truck. Hey, to each of their own or whatever another person decide they want to do. I just like to keep the peace is not trying to get to the point of blaming other people for my mistakes and things in life of so forth and so on. And a lot of people don't do that. And a lot of people don't want to hold themselves accountable for the bad decisions that they make. Keeping the peace can be kind of a job from time to time, especially when you're dealing with family and your children and, you know, people that is real close to you that you love, because a lot of times you want to keep the peace by, you know, that they're saying certain things. So even people that's out in the open, people that you know what you grew up with. I have this girl that follows me on social media, and she don't know how to give a compliment. This is what this sister do. Oh, it looks like you've lost some weight. Like, well, damn, bitch, why would you even say anything?
Like, it doesn't make any sense within that. If I have, I have lost some weight, I'm dealing with, I'm struggling with it. But if I ain't don't lost no weight, you done made me feel bad about it. A lot of times you don't realize, some people don't realize they don't know how to give a compliment, or they don't know how to give constructive criticism to another individual. I could be repugnant and reply and be just as ignorant as she is, or whatever the case might be, but I just ignore the situation and keep it moving. The best thing for me for us is to not even deal with her, or whatever the case might be, or even to the point of stop following her. If she wants to follow me, hey, I'm not going to lose a follower because you want to be petty. So with that being said, you know, like within the point of keeping the peace, the peace could be a number of things. Peace could be with keeping the peace within your marriage or your relationship. A lot of times some people don't think about it, like they don't think about the point of different conversation that they have with each other. Me and my husband was talking earlier. We have a different viewpoint about stuff. So with that being said, like he had a viewpoint about the point of the guy that is went viral about having the young girls take a loose's hair. Us as black people, and this is just told off-grid within the point about keeping the peace, my opinion is we need to heal from what we have experienced. And I'm not saying that other nationalities didn't experience that same type of trauma, but black people, we received a lot of that trauma. You know, family members touching us, being inappropriate with us, not being whatever, and feeling like that we got to always protect ourselves from black men. And don't get me wrong, you know what I'm saying? Like, that does happen. But at the same time, like, if a person is not showing no signs of that, or whatever the case may be, why would you ridicule that person and make it assumed as if that person is doing these type of things? Not everybody's that type of way. I have sons, and I'm not saying that my sons are just no saints with certain things. I'm just saying that the point that they don't do these type of stuff. My husband, he doesn't do that as well, or whatever the case may be. But you can't just always stereotype people the same way of saying that they're doing the same thing like everybody else has done. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's bad enough that as black men, they have to face so many different things that's in life or whatever the case may be. But a lot of times the things that they face is because the simple fact is black women don't take up for them. We brought up to the point of saying that black men supposed to be a protector. But how can you protect somebody that don't want to be protected? And then like half times at the same time, like black women nowadays, when we was coming up, they taught us to dress conservative. Sit down. Don't have your legs all gapped up. Now these girls, the mamas, the grandmamas, the great grandmamas, everybody got their legs gapped open, being disrespectful. Everything show. You don't even have to buy porn now. Just look on social media. It's there. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I know that's totally off subject within the point about keeping the peace within that. But what I'm saying is, like, people have different viewpoints of certain things. So with that being said, I was like, hey, listen, I'd just rather for us to not even have a conversation about this because we have different views on it. And even if we have different views on something, that doesn't mean that we have to be nice, nasty, or disrespectful to one another because each other have different views. You want to silence me about what I said, but don't want to silence yourself about what you said. You got to look at the point that everybody's different. Everybody have a different viewpoint on certain things. And some people have the same thing. But with that being said, you know, like a lot of people, this one girl that I follow, and I think I'm going to stop following her because the simple fact is she's very, very negative within the point. You know, I'm on the point of trying to heal, and I want to heal myself. And if I, every time you turn around, I'm always got to keep strolling past something that I done seen and I caught my eye about something so negative that you have said or you have done, or you trying to ridicule people. You're not trying to uplift folks and stuff like that there. It's best for me to just like not even deal with you. And case in point, that just made me valid that this girl that I was telling is always giving unrespectful compliment. I need to go and delete her too as well, because the simple fact is, like, you know what I'm saying? You can't allow people to have access to you, you know, especially when it comes down to keeping the peace. And that's even the same thing with family members and stuff like that or whatever. Like, some people don't realize that just because you want to keep the peace within family members and you want them to be like, not be upset with you, doesn't all the time means that you got to lie or humble yourself or be quiet about certain things, because the simple fact is that you don't want to hurt their feelings. they don't think about these type of things when they say it, or think about things when they do things, and you don't decide to be quiet about it. So, okay, you just want to sit back and just let them continuously do things to cause harm to you, all because you're trying to keep the peace or whatever. The best thing to do is to get rid of those type of people, meaning like, hey, don't deal with them. Don't have no type of connection with them or conversation. And then they'll realize at some point in time that, hey, listen, you know, I really value the exchange with this person, and maybe I needed to change my ways. That's the reason why they don't want to deal with me. That's what peace look like. Peace look like when you and your husband and your wife, or wife and husband, whatever, girlfriend, boyfriend, are not being able to be agree with stuff. Just stop the conversation, or to look to talk about something else, or just change the whole subject, because the simple fact is people have different viewpoints. You can't just keep harping in on the same thing over and over again and thinking that you're going to be able to change that person's mind, because you're not. You got to think about the whole big picture within what's going on that's in life, on day-to-day living. People have different views. People have different understandings of whatever the case. And then people have different experiences. People have different experiences. And that's neither here nor there. Keeping the peace is something that is good, but there's ways to keep the peace. You know, avoiding people can be one thing, but not to the point of avoiding that person to say, well, hey, you're going to avoid them enough to allow them to keep doing things that's causing you harm. That doesn't make any sense. I could just go to the point by, like with my mom and some. Sometimes me and her, we butt heads all the time. We don't see the same value. And I feel like as if my mom could be doing better as a mom. I done told her how she need to do things in order to interact with me, but she choose not to. So, hey, I won't call her. And then whenever I feel like calling her, I feel like calling her. Okay, here come the pagan holiday that's coming up within the point of Mother's Day or whatever the case may be. You got to think about this right here. Okay, I don't really celebrate that. I don't celebrate. I can't say really. I don't celebrate that. If somebody says Happy Mother's Day, I'll just say thank you or whatever. Just to keep the peace. I'm not going to go into the point of telling people, hey, listen, I don't celebrate pagan holidays. I don't celebrate things that causes people harm and so forth and so on or whatever. Like, even within the point of how they was talking about on the news, Mother's Day is going to, the prices is going to be, people are going to spend so many millions of dollars compared to Father's Day or whatever. That just reminds me of what I came up within the point that fathers were not being fathers. What do you think? Just, you know, sometimes you have to push certain things out in order for you to keep your own peace within and to heal within yourself. Keeping the peace is a struggle sometimes, because the simple fact is not everybody want to keep the peace. Some people want that rah-rah. Some people want to fight. Some people want to be upset. Some people want to have some type of disagreement. Some people want to be right all the time. And I'm not saying that all of us don't want to be right. But at some point in time in life, we got to realize and just say, hey, I am freaking wrong. I made a wrong decision. I am not right. I didn't see the whole viewpoint. I always tell my husband all the time now, like, listen, you got to look at the big picture. You got to look at everything. You got to look at every aspect of what is going on. What is it teaching? Like, you can't say that we're just back to the point of the teacher's standpoint of saying that, hey, I'm going to be for, it's okay for a man to have some type of emotional attachment to young girls. But if that guy is not doing things to cause harm to them or whatever the case may be, then, you know, it shouldn't be an issue. You got to think about the whole big picture. United States is based on to the point of revenue. Revenue is amongst everybody. They receive revenue within the point of if we do good or if we do bad. It doesn't make any sense, but that's just how life is when it came down to that. But then in the black community, the black men are ridiculed. They are digressed. They are demoted. They don't look. They're not looked down upon. So forth and so on. And don't think about it. Like, listen, a black man can't go to and get public assistance like a black woman can. They'll give that fast. They're going to ask all type of questions, worry about where the mama at and everything, when the mama could probably be strung out on drugs and stuff like that. A black man has to jump through hoops with certain things or whatever. So with that being said, like, we need fathers. We need men to be able to show girls how it is to be loved, or how it is to be respected, and so forth and so on. they would have made a big deal about the point of if it was a gay guy, or if it, even if it was their cousins, or, you know, so forth and so on. Even when some of the women get caught with the point of showing girls how to do hair and stuff like that in school, they don't make a big deal about it. But as soon as a black man do something, they nail him to the cross and leave his ass there. That's just something for you to think about. Keeping the peace with certain things, or whatever the case may be, or looking at things from a different perspective is always good, because the simple fact is, if you don't, there's always a point where you don't look at it as, or you miss that point, or whatever the case may be. And with that being said, be okay. Hey, I missed that point. Be okay with that. Keeping the peace. Keeping the peace with your children. Keeping the peace with your job, you know what I'm saying? Or people that's on your job. You're always knowing that the person that's there is always trying to stir up stuff or whatever. That's one thing I used to hate, working at the nursing homes and stuff. A lot of the women, they used to keep up so much mess and drama and stuff all the time. I'm there to see about my patients and do what I need to do for them. And that was it. That was my main focus. My focus was there to do job. Yes, I can conversate with you. I could do things with you, but at the same time, our focus is here to see about these patients. But they used to keep up with so much drama. Who's sleeping with who? Who doing this? Who didn't do that? They always had a work snitch. Somebody was going with somebody else's man and stuff like that. And I thank God that I'm out here on this road and I don't have to deal with those type of things. Because the simple fact is, that's just a bunch of drama, and it's interrupting my peace. That's just plain and simple. You can have peace within. You can have disrupted within the point of family members, brothers, sisters, cousins, and so forth and so on. It's crazy that it's that way, but it's just like that. You have to deal with it. Hey, as my grandma used to say, you know, you feed them out of a long-handled spoon. And give them enough. And to the point, if they get to the point where they get too close to your finger, or whatever the case might be, you have to shut them off, because the simple fact is, they're not going to stop doing what they're doing to interrupt your peace. Peace is being able to get up at your house. Being able to know what's going on that's in life, or whatever. Being able to be healthy. That's peace. Peace is not being to the point of worrying about a whole bunch of things. How you going to pay your bill. Where your next meal is going to come from. Peace is to the point not worrying about your children and what they have going on. I don't know why people haven't really tapped in onto that. Even if they're going to celebrate the Mother's Day, why not make it to the point where that mother is peaceful, not for her not to be worried about if you're doing something bad or making a bad decision and so forth and so on. It doesn't make any sense. But a lot of kids and children, and even down to some of the mothers, they don't think about this type of thing. I'd rather for my children to be okay, not calling me to ask me for nothing, not calling me to tell me that they done got in trouble, you know, and stuff like that. That's my peace right there. Knowing that they done ate. I'm pretty sure they're going to be done ate or whatever. That they got there, somebody that loved them and somebody that's not hurting them. I'm peaceful with that. It ain't even to the point about buying a whole bunch of gifts and getting all this and that there or whatever. Yeah, those could be nice and they could be perkful or whatever the case may be. But at the same time, peace is to the point of not having to worry. Not having to worry. I tell my husband that all the time. I want to be sufficed. It ain't to the point that you got to be a millionaire or a six-figure, whatever the case may be. You don't have to do that or whatever. Making sure that we have a place to stay. Making sure that we have lights and water and we have food or whatever the case may be. That's peaceful to me. I don't got to have Dooney and Burke and Versace and Balachi and all this other stuff. Me, I put my credit cards in my bra. Or I even get to the point of getting a bag from the grocery store and carry stuff in there and go inside and carry. When I go to the gym sometimes, that's what I do. I have an old trash bag, old grocery store bag that I got from the grocery store, and I put my clothes in there or whatever to change out for dirty clothes and clean clothes or whatever, so I won't have to worry about to the point of washing a bag and stuff like that or it getting dirty. I can just take it and fold it up and throw it in the garbage when I get ready to wash my dirty clothes. It's just like, you want to have a more peaceful life. You want to be at peace. You want to be able to know what's going on and no surprises. That's another thing. A lot of women, a lot of relationships, they get it to the point, I want to be peaceful. Me and my husband, we've been out here for going on 9 years together. And I'm going to tell you something. It feels so good to be with somebody and not to worry about if this person is going to cheat or they're doing things that's undermined. or doing things to try to get over on you, or worry about if somebody's, you know, saying something or flirting with them and stuff like that. When people flirt with us, we both look at each other and we talk about stuff and we laugh about it. That's peace to me. That's peace in your relationship. Peace is to the point, hey, you know, we worried about what we're going to eat tonight, or what you want to eat, or what you want to drink, or what, so forth and so on. It's, you want to have a more peaceful at state. A lot of people want to be peaceful and being away from people, but a lot of times you don't think about the point. It's all up to you and how you react, how you receive that person, how you receive what they've said, how you receive what they've done. If they continuously doing it, are you stopping them in their tracks? Sometimes it's not good to keep the peace, because you have to let people know exactly where you're coming from. Hey, listen, I'm gonna put the boundaries right here. You're not going to keep allowing me. I'm not going to keep allowing you to hurt me. That's just something for you guys to think about, keeping the peace. What are some things that you deal with on a day-to-day basis that you know that is causing you to alter your peace? Peace for me is walking outside with no shoes on in the dirt. You know, some people might think, oh, girl, that's so country. Say what you want to say. That's my peace. Going beside some water. Listening to the water, listening to the birds early in the morning, the sunrise, and looking at it, and when the sun go down, so forth and so on. Like, people don't think about these type of things. The reason why is they're so accustomed to commercialized living and worried about, well, who said what and why they said it and so forth and so on, instead of trying to keep their own peace, shutting things out. So here lately, I've been keeping myself a little bit off of social media. And I think it's because the simple fact is I'm growing and I'm evolving and I'm okay with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, getting back to my regular state of me, of being able to think for myself. Because if I'm always worried about what somebody else is feeling and how they think, then what about me? What about me and how I feel and what I think? What about my peace? What about what I'm feeling on the inside? So forth and so on. It's crazy that it's like that. You know, we're getting older. You should be getting wiser. You should be able to learn from your experiences in life. And that's the best way to keep peace. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Saturday, talking to you about keeping the peace. It's best to keep peace, man. Like, all the other stuff is irrelevant. Y'all have a good day. See you.